Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, this is the main evening news at 5 o'clock. I'm Emma Ryan. Coming up in this bulletin, AIB's decision to scrap plans to make 70 branches cashless has been branded as a real victory for people power. The junior housing minister has pledged that the terms of the new defective block scheme will be changed if the technical evidence suggests that needs to happen. A senior executive at TSC in Letterkenny says the company wants to establish itself as one of the top IT companies in the country, and an urgent meeting is being sought to discuss a serious lack of resources for type 1 diabetics in Donegal. We'll have all those stories in full and a lot more coming up in the next hour. Also, Kenny Harkin will be here with all the latest in sport, and we'll have Nuict with Colin Ferreter to this evening's main stories. And there are reports of a collision on the road into Stranorlar just across from Nina Motto's factories. Motorists are being urged to avoid the area as long tailbacks to the Kilross Junction have been reported. AIB's decision to scrap plans to make 70 branches cashless, six of them in Donegal, has been branded as a real victory for people power. The bank announced the U-turn earlier today following public backlash over the move, which was widely condemned. In a statement, the bank says it recognises the customer and public unease that this has caused and says it will retain its 170 branch network in its entirety. Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin has welcomed the move and says he hopes that AIB will learn from their mistakes.
It's a real victory for people power here in Donegal and all across rural Ireland. Communities spoke out, confronted AIB, the fact that they had received over 20 billion of the Irish people's money, that we have over 70% of a stake in the bank. They thought they could do this. So yes, it's a real victory for our communities. I just hope that there's learning here for AIB and the fact that they didn't consult. They just rammed this on. They didn't think of the local businesses, the older people. I hope not only have they agreed to this U-turn, but they'll take a long, hard look at their business model, the fact that they were bailed out to the tune of over 20 billion euro, a massive amount of money, the Irish people, the fact 70% of their stake is owned by the Irish people, and that they would behave like this. They needed like a good, hard look at themselves and learn from all of this.
We've seen posts about people saying how far they would actually have to travel. So if you were in, say, Buncrana, have to come to Letterkenny if those cashless services had gone ahead. That just can't be allowed to happen.
What they were proposing, for example, in the Inishowen Peninsula, in Finn Valley, in all of West Donegal, is that you would have to travel long distances into either Letterkenny or Donegal Town to get cash services. And people, need privacy, they need to be able to deal in cash. So this was an outrageous proposal and they got a huge angry pushback, and I hope they're going to learn from all of this.
A senior executive at TSC in Letterkenny says the company wants to establish itself as one of the top IT companies in the country. Speaking on Highland Radio's Business Matter podcast, Strategic Initiatives Director Gerard Grant said the Donegal operation will be a key element of that process. He was one of the team of eight that was involved in establishing Primerica in Letterkenny in 2000. Almost 2 years ago, TCS took over the company with over 1,000 people employed there. A recruitment drive is now underway to hire more. Gerard Grant says the staff are central to the company's ambitions.
It's about building recognisable business brands here in cyber technology and cloud and financial services that have national recognition and national brand recognition. TCS has been in Ireland for over 20 years through the acquisition here 18 months ago. That's a huge expansion. We want to be recognised as a national brand, and we want to be recognised as a really quality technology company, a quality provider who will provide innovative and creative solutions for our customers. Letterkenny gives that little bit of differentiation for TCS. In Ireland, where they have a large, delivery centre and development centre in the regions, with a very dedicated workforce and committed workforce who are, not just committed to the business, but committed to growing the business for the next crop of graduates that are coming out of ATU or the McGee or any of the local universities. Because we've seen them come in and we've seen them accelerate through the organisation. It's been great for the company to see them come in as graduates and go up to managers and directors and all sorts of different roles. And I think there's a desire to do that again, and to do that not just to make the business sustainable here, but to do it in the region and for the region.
You can listen to Kieran O'Donnell's interview with Jared Grant in full in the playback section of our website. The junior housing minister has pledged that the terms of the new defective block scheme will be changed if the technical evidence suggests that needs to happen. Speaking in Letterkenny this morning, Minister Peter Burke said the government's priority is to get the scheme up and running. Once that happens, he said, issues such as foundations can be included if that's what the experts recommend.
The scheme will be up and running. That's the critical point. Government wanted to get the scheme up urgently so that it can provide relief to homeowners that are very much going through huge stress in their family lives. I acknowledge, and I've met many of them at various different events, and it is a huge, huge stress on their lives. So it's good that we have a scheme there. There is pressure points that we're looking at. Obviously, Minister O'Brien is appointing a senior counsel to look in terms of following third-party claims. Secondly, in terms of foundation issues that were raised during the debates, obviously we have to have the technical evidence to back up that foundations are affected. We're working on that at the moment. So the scheme will be altered and changed if the scientific evidence backs up what has been asked for.
Minister Burke was in Letterkenny today for the Derelict in Donegal and Beyond conference, which examined a number of case studies in Donegal, Derry and further afield. This evening, events are taking place to mark the Church Lane's success in the historic town initiative. Jared McCormick of Letterkenny Tidy Towns and Donan Harvey of the Cathedral Quarter Group have been speaking about the themes of today's conference and the importance of communication in tackling the dereliction issue. Donan Harvey says government must take that on board.
There's so many good ideas that are bubbling underneath the surface, but the support from the top needs to come, and that's the message that I'll be giving to the minister. Dereliction does not have to be a permanent feature, and the HDI's demonstrated that when you get the support of the local authority, community, other stakeholders, different organisations, and the property owners themselves, once they collaborate, good things can happen.
Jeremy Cormack, the Tidy Towns central to this conference as well, and indeed part of this conference was prompted by the fact that dereliction was identified as an issue in the most recent report.
That's correct, Donal. Yeah, it was in our... we've been tic-tacking with our adjudicators over the last 2 or 3 years about this problem, and this is something that we have developed. It started with a survey, it moved on to a report back again from the judges, and here we are now really at a national conference.
The word that keeps cropping up is community. I'm looking here at the people at this conference. Many of them I recognise because I see them regularly in yellow jackets, picking up litter, working on the ground. There is a very clear sense of community in Letterkenny and in Donegal, and that seems to be at the centre of everything we discussed today.
I totally agree, Donald. I find about Letterkenny, I love, there's a can-do attitude in the town. There is no magic answers to any of these problems, but the first thing you have to do, and Donald mentioned earlier, is you have to talk, you have to communicate with people, and you have to work with people. And when you do that, you slowly can make things happen. And I have to say, Letterkenny to me is a great place for people to get together, and this is a testament of it here.
An urgent meeting is being sought with the Health Minister to discuss a serious lack of resources for type 1 diabetics in Donegal. Currently, there is no endocrinologist in the Northwest to care for patients, over 150 of whom in Donegal are children. Paul Gillespie, PRO of Donegal Diabetes Association, is calling for a centre of excellence to be established to serve diabetics in the region. He says there are many outstanding issues that need to be addressed by Minister Stephen Donnelly.
We're going to actually highlight all the different issues that to do with, like the fact that the second endocrinologist for adults was never appointed. Letterkenny recently applied for an ANP, which is an advanced nurse practitioner, in diabetes care for adults. We have one in paediatric care, which is doing... The paediatric care actually has advanced greatly, but when you move then from paediatrics, it's a cliff edge, okay, and you get very, very poor care then. So the ANP is vitally needed as well, because adults across Donegal are never offered pump therapy, even though the government fully acknowledged that pump therapy is the gold standard and everyone should be offered it because it can help. But it's not available to anybody in Donegal. If they want to start on pump therapy, they'll have to go to Dublin or Galway, or they can go on a long waiting list to Sligo. Sligo have now started to develop because they now have a second endocrinologist.
Further concerns are being raised over a lack of student accommodation. Councillor Michael McLafferty says the housing crisis is severely impacting third level students who are unable to secure accommodation in many towns and cities across the country. He highlighted one case where a second year student from Donegal may have to leave their course at the college down the country because they are unable to find accommodation. Councillor McLafferty says this is a reality for many.
This should not be happening. The government need to step in here. The government need to make allowances. They should have kept places open for our students, and now just a mess going forward. And it's very sad to see, to be honest with you, that a surplus as of now, there is no room at the end, and I don't see it getting any better. Only worse, to be fair, once we head on into the months ahead.
New EU action on the Brexit protocol is designed to encourage compliance with key elements of the agreement struck with Britain. That's according to the EU Commission, as four infringement proceedings were launched today. It follows the decision by UK MPs to back a law that gives ministers the power to set aside aspects of the Brexit deal in relation to Northern Ireland. Commission spokesperson Arianna Podesta said there want a positive relationship with Britain based on the full respect of legally binding commitments.
The aim is, of course, as Eric was saying, to secure compliance with the protocol in a number of key areas that are the ones of the subjects of the infringements. This compliance is essential for Northern Ireland to continue to benefit from the privileged access it has to the European single market. And it's necessary also to protect the health, security and safety of EU citizens at large, of course, in addition to the single market.
It's now 12 minutes past five. We're going to take a short break, but we'll be back with all the latest in sport right after these.
I'm not the kind of person who wants to sit in a metal box. I don't want to slowly die in traffic. I want to ride a motorbike. And I want to keep riding a motorbike. I don't want to suddenly die in traffic. I'm not the kind of person who wants to lie in a wooden box.
Biking is a joy. Don't let it kill you. A third of bikers who have died on our roads were speeding. So ease off the throttle and keep within the speed limit. From the Road Safety Authority.
Irish sun doesn't really count, right?
Look, we all deserve a bit of sun.
Skin cancer is the most common cancer in Ireland. So whether you're at home or abroad, protect your skin by following these sun smart steps. Slip into long loose clothes, slop on the sunscreen, slap on a sun hat, seek shade. Yeah, even on the cloudy days. Oh, and slide on the sunglasses.
I do have very funky sunglasses.
And I do love this hat.
Be sun smart from the HSE and Healthy Ireland.
Book a private VIP screening at Century Cinemas. Perfect for celebrating birthdays and special occasions. Featuring a private VIP screening with luxury reclining seating, delicious popcorn and a brilliant choice of movies. For further information on our VIP packages, call Century Complex Letterkenny on 07491 21976 or visit centurycinemas.ie.
Don't miss the 53rd Clonmany Festival's open air concerts, including Kyol and Johnny Brady on Saturday the 6th, and on Sunday the 7th, it's Patrick Feeney followed by Michael English and his band. Don't miss these and many more open air concerts at this year's Clonmany Festival, Sunday the 31st to Sunday the 7th of August. See clonmannyfestival.com. This ad is sponsored by Joyce's Centre Clonmany.
Want to win the ultimate festival experience? Electric picnic tickets are now on offer every week this summer with Aldi. Plus side stage viewing, glamping and your festival essentials too. Just spend €40 or more in store, take a snap of your receipt, upload it to aldi.ie/electricpicnic for a chance to win big. Who knows, while you're in store you might even find a special buy festival tent. Aldi, every day amazing. 18 plus only, ends September 11th, excludes alcohol, prizes and full T's and C's at aldi.ie/electricpicnic.
Are you ready for a role or a career with one of Ireland's leading food companies? Due to a further developed business base in Donegal, Glanbia are looking for milk agents to service shops, food service and door-to-door customers in the Letterkenny, Remelton and Ballybuffet areas. To apply for this exciting role, forward your CV to pburns@glanbia.ie. That's pburns@glanbia.ie or call 087-25-33054.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
Welcome back to Highland Radio News. It's time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Emma. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Dundalk have the chance to cut the gap to SSE Airtricity League leader, Premier Division leaders Shamrock Rovers to 6 points this evening. The Lilywhites host second from bottom Finn Harps at Oriel Park. And elsewhere tonight, basement side UCD, they look to build on their recent win at Sligo. They take on Shelburne in a Dublin derby at Belfield. Both the games kick off at 7:45. Well, with UCD hot in the heels of Finn Harps, former Harps captain Declan Boyle says Ollie's side need to start picking up points.
You know, it's coming to that time of the season where Harps need to start winning games, and there was always going to be a chance that UCD would pick up points. And they obviously got Sligo with a really good time after the extra time and penalties against Ballytown on Thursday night, and then they obviously played UCD on Sunday, and UCD turned over 2-0, and I know Sligo didn't play their strongest team because that's carrying Knox, but it still was a big performance and a big result for UCD. Considering, you know, they've lost Colin Whelan to an ACL injury, they also have lost Liam Kerrigan, and they've also lost their centre-back Yo-Yo, who's going to Bolton, so they've lost a lot of quality players and they're still producing results, and they'll be looking to turn Shelburne over. Shelburne have already beaten them 2-0 this season, and also was a scoreless draw as well in the Belfield, so they'll be looking to try to get 3 points from that one, and obviously we're looking for a big favour from Shelburne to try to turn them over. And but somewhere along the line, somebody's going to get 2 or 3 ones on the bounce, and that's going to put extra pressure on either UCD or Van Harp. So, you know, we need to start winning games very quickly.
Declan Boyle there. Well, as I say, kick-off 7:45 in Oriel Park this evening. Dan Bannon will bring us live regular updates from that game tonight. Elsewhere on the soccer front, the Foyle Cup continues today. The Under-19 Cup finals in Walton Park and Derry this evening. Derry City, they play Cairn Donagh. 7 o'clock's the kick-off time in that one. A third, fourth place playoff, not Under-19 section. Limavady Youth Play Institute. There's a host of other semi-finals and finals being played today and tomorrow in that huge event, the Foyle Cup. Well, over across channel, England will discover their semi-final opponents at the Women's Euro 2022 later on this evening. Belgium, they play Sweden in Lee. Kickoff there's at 8 o'clock. Some transfer news. Brentford, they have signed former Burnley captain Ben Mee on a free transfer. The defenders agreed a 2-year contract with the Londoners. And Dwight Gayle has left Newcastle to join Championship club Stoke on a 2-year deal. The striker spent 6 years at St James's Park after arriving from Crystal Palace in 2016. In Gaelic games, Mayo defender Lee Keegan thinks Galway have a strong chance of securing their 10th All-Ireland senior football title this Sunday. The Connacht champions come into the decider against league winners Kerry as underdogs, as they did to end a 21-year shift wait to lift Sam Maguire. Keegan thinks the tribesmen can pull off a shock if they start the game well.
If Galway are within touching distance at all, I think Galway have a huge opportunity to land the big one on Sunday. But it just, I suppose, the biggest factor is how they start the game on Sunday. I think against Derry, they look very nervy. And if Kerry get a sniff that early on Sunday, I think then we could be in a bit of trouble for Galway. But I do fully expect Galway to be at the business end on Sunday, and it'll definitely be a tight finish towards the end.
In other news, Keith Ricken has stepped down from his role as Cork senior football manager due to health reasons. John Cleary had overseen Cork's championship campaign in Ricken's absence this summer, guiding them to an All-Ireland quarter-final. In athletics, the World Championships, the Irish women's 4x100m relay team go in heat one of their event in Oregon tonight. They're due on the track at 1:40 Irish time, with the first three in each heat plus two fastest losers qualifying for the final. In motorsport, legendary rally driver Paddy Hopkirk has died at the age of 89. The Belfast native famously won the 1964 Monte Carlo rally in a Mini Cooper. Hopkirk also won the Circuit of Ireland rally on 5 occasions. In golf, Stephanie Meadow and Leona Maguire are 2 under and 1 under par respectively at the Evian Championships as it reaches the midway point. Both will make the cut, but they're some way off the course leader, Brooke Henderson, who leads the field on 13 under par. And Darren Clark is the clubhouse leader at the Senior Open Championship following a second round 67 at Glen Eagles. The Ulsterman's on 8 under par. Out in the course, Patrick Harrington's 4 under with 7 to play. Paul McGinley will make the cut on 2 over par. In cricket, a short time ago, Ireland were 89 for 3 with 8 overs left to bat in their third and final T20 international with New Zealand. Ireland are trying to avoid a series whitewash at Stormont. And finally, for this evening, in cycling, Christophe Laporte won today's 19th stage of the Tour de France, getting the better of a sprint into Cahors. He's the first French stage winner of this year's Tour. Jonas Vingegaard, he retains his 3:26 lead in the race for the yellow jersey ahead of tomorrow's time trial. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Emma.
Thanks, Kenny. And now we're over to Colin Ferrisher for New Act.
Shower Mahasa Colin Ferrisher and Shalin, the Priv Skelty, Viantara Heather Humphreys, Hurch Sigeltert, Hushkert, and Ye, Lahaya Laher G Teka Oskulch, Igarigart, August and Darna Level, the G Tech Gidort, Ernyarnu Ferbert, Fuikomerke, Narunya Ferberhe, Tuya August Pubble. Dúirt an Tara Humphreys go raibh réimid orthu faoi forbairtí ag an iad Gréasán G-Tech, Gréasán de Wall Digita, Fintríochta agus Nuálaíochta. Curú a 1.6 milliún euro ar fáil do orbairtí ag an iad Wall i gCeadóir agus i gCeadaráit trí pholasaí tuaithe cheantair tuaithe na hÉireann. Dúirt príomhfheidhmeannach údaras na Gaeltachta Michael O'Haney, Go will stratish udras na gaeltachta bunaithe ar aisina a chur ar fáil do phobal na gaeltachta chun nualaíocht agus cruthaíocht a chur chun cinn ann. Tá claracha cimsaíocha ia mhór éile an iar thuiscirt fálsaithe don teachtain seo thugainn. Reáchtála thar féile an méir maith an chluchan léith idir amara an tríú lá agus fiche de miúil agus an lá dearanna na mísa an céad lá agus trocha agus leis an lá géala a cholínú ar an Geraldine seo thugainn an ártó lá agus fi. Le scoith an talainn agus simsaíochta le feicil ar an arda ar ardan na príomhsráide ar an lá le linn an comórtas réaltaí na rásan idir a dá agus a cethair tróna. Agus reáchtála thar féile bhlíon túil an nearagal i non luithe idir an cúigiú lá is fi lá den mhí seo agus an céad lá den mhí lúnasa. Le himeachtaí go leor le haid aithannaine idir leanamh agus lia ar chláir na féile, le siúlódí tróirithe lá oscailte teahandún agus séisiún staire i measc buach pontí na féile i mbliana, agus gáholas faoi na himeachtaí sin go léir ar na mbean thóisialta. Sin mo thuid se eile go léir slán agus beannacht.
A return to news now. A deal has been reached between Ukraine, Russia, Turkey and the UN to resume Ukrainian grain exports through the Black Sea. The agreement will allow food to pass from three key ports, potentially easing global price rises. Moscow had previously blamed Western sanctions for slowing down its food and fertilizer exports. However, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the agreement will benefit the world's poorest countries on the edge of famine.
There is a beacon on the Black Sea, a beacon of hope, a beacon of possibility, a beacon of relief in a world that needs it more than ever.
To weather now, dry with sunny spells today, highest temperatures of 18 to 20 degrees. A look back on our headlines. AIB's decision to scrap plans to make 70 branches cashless, six of them in Donegal, has been branded as a real victory for people power. The bank announced the U-turn earlier today. A senior executive at TCS in Letterkenny says the company wants to establish itself as one of the top IT companies in the country. The junior housing minister has pledged that the terms of the new defective block scheme will be changed if the technical evidence suggests that needs to happen. Speaking in Letterkenny this morning, Minister Peter O'Rourke said the government's priority is to get the scheme up and running. And finally, an urgent meeting is being sought with the health minister to discuss a serious lack of resources for type 1 diabetics in Donegal. Currently, there is no endocrinologist in the northwest to care for patients, over 150 of whom in Donegal are children. That's all for now. We'll be back with news again at 6 o'clock. But until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 22nd of July. The death has taken place of Kitty McCallion, née Maxwell, 23 Bridge Street, Strabane, and formerly of Claddy. Her remains will repose at her home from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 12:15 for Mass in St. Columbus Church, Dunnyloop at 1 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Northern Ireland Kidney Research Fund, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the Dunnyloop Chapel YouTube channel. The death has occurred in Rochdale, England, of Rose Mongan, née McKay. Rose's remains will repose at the Mongan residence, 38 Ballymongan Road, Ahiarn, from 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. Funeral from there on Monday morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St. Patrick's Church, Ahiarn. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Heart and Lung Foundation, care of Charles Lynch, Funeral Director, or any family member. The death has taken place of Myrtle Glenn, Liz Fannin, Bert. Funeral service at her home on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in the family plot in Burt Presbyterian Churchyard. House strictly private, please. Family flowers only. Inquiries to Terence McClintock, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Cahill McGrath, 291, Moness, Burt, reposing at his late residence from 7 o'clock this evening. Removal from there on Sunday morning at 10:15 to St. Angus's Church, Burt, for Requiem Mass at 10:15, followed by interment in Burt Cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Gartha Charlie Gallagher, Newtown, Donegal Town, formerly of Belcritch, Kincashla. His remains will repose at his home in Newtown from 6 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. Funeral Mass on Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. in St. Mary's Church, Killymard, with removal afterwards for interment in Belcritch Cemetery. House strictly private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Sean McLinn, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Margaret Kelly, Leenan, Urris. Her remains will repose at her late residence this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 9:30, going to St. Michael's Church, Urris, for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Eddie O'Kane, Cavanagh House, Ballandrate, Lifford, formerly of Falls Road, Belfast, reposing at his home tomorrow from 12 noon. House private, please, on Sunday. Funeral from his home on Monday morning at 10:25 for Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Murlock, at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Susie Carney, Churchtown, Carndonna. Her remains are reposing at her home with house private, please, from 9 o'clock tonight. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonna, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. And the death has taken place of Father Hugh Behan, Ashling, Butcher Street, Lifford. His remains are reposing at St. Patrick's Church, Murlock, Lifford. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11, followed by interment in St. Mary's Cemetery, Melmount. Requiem Mass can be viewed live at clonleyparish.com. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.